Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Candace Owens has lost her freaking mind. I think that Candace Owens has probably only had about two things on her mind since Charlie Kirk was assassinated: Israel and Jews, and not in any particular order. And her show, which I used to think was a pretty good one, I mean, she had some good stuff in the past, it has now devolved into baseless conspiracy theories. Since Charlie died, every episode has been about a different group of people other than the shooter who murdered Charlie Kirk. Like, she hasn't actually gone into all the evidence of the shooter. She's talked about it a little bit, but she somehow basically just says none of that evidence applies. And she basically has not provided any evidence for the new people that she says has done it. And again, she's talked about people from the FBI to Israel to Jews that used to fund TPUSA. All she does, this is kind of the formula right now for her show, is she makes an episode. She talks about her mysterious sources, and she never says what they are. She doesn't say that anyone can corroborate what she's saying. And then the conspiracy theorists flock to her for the next conspiracy that she comes up with. Well, finally, guys, Candace Owens has actually provided a little bit of evidence, and we're going to talk about it. Charlie Kirk's executive producer, Andrew Colvett, confirmed that this is real, by the way. I'll show you the video of that as well. This is a text thread, and this is, again, Candace Owens broke this, a text thread between Charlie and some of his associates. It's pretty interesting. You can see Charlie Kirk, again, this is confirmed that this is real. He said, if you're just listening, just lost another huge Jewish donor, $2 million a year because we won't cancel Tucker. I'm thinking of inviting Candace. He then later says, Jewish donors play into all the stereotypes. I cannot and will not be bullied like this, leaving me no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause. And then someone underneath that says, please don't invite Candace. This might feel good short term, but it's not good long term. In my opinion, like all groups, you're going to get wide variety of opinions. So I think he was doing that. He was asking some of his friends. We don't know everybody in the group chat, but he was asking them, what do you think about this? Now, before I talk about it more, here is a video of Andrew Colvett, again, his executive producer, confirming that these are real texts.
Well, exactly. And just why I, you know, didn't share this publicly, it was because this was a private message between Charlie and some people, some Jews and non-Jews, where he was, you know, frustrated. He was frustrated. And that would have felt like a betrayal to my friend because he never said anything like that publicly in like a show, right? He said things with Megan that were very, like, we just played them. I went on Alex Clark's show and I felt like I did a faithful job of expressing what Charlie, what I believed his genuine feelings were.
Okay, so yes, they were private, but they're not now. And I do think that there's an element of privacy for Charlie's life because I think that's respectful to him. But at the same time, they're out. So we have to use the information as it stands. What we know now from these text messages is that Charlie was frustrated. Obviously, he was frustrated because he had Jewish donors who didn't want to support TPUSA because it was platforming Tucker. That's all. That's all we know. Literally all we know. It does not prove that Israel assassinated Charlie Kirk like Candace and others have suggested. A lot of people are suggesting. It does not prove that the FBI assassinated Charlie, like Candace Owens again has suggested. And I could name five more people that she has said was behind the assassination of Charlie Kirk, none of which are proved in these text messages. Again, if she shows me evidence, I'm on board. I have no desire which way. I just want to see the evidence first, and then I'll make a decision. It just suggests, what these text messages actually suggest, is that people don't like supporting people who don't like them. It's pretty simple, and that frustrated Charlie. If I was a big donor at TPUSA, for example, and he would never have done this, but let's just say he had an anti-Christian speaker come up, I would pull my donation as well. And that doesn't mean that I want to go out and assassinate him. It's just very simple. And I've talked about it on the show before. It never ceases to amaze me how naive the alt-right can be. Because again, if you're a donor and someone doesn't like you, you don't really want to support them anymore. It's just that simple. It's just business. I don't think it's a conspiracy one way or another. I'm not saying that the Jewish people are right that we're donating. I'm not saying that Charlie Kirk was wrong. All I'm saying is that's business. And it's naive to assume that that means something bigger. Here is a sentiment going on online right now. And this is where you get into big troubles. This is just one tweet that got a lot of attention. I think it shows and sums up well what a lot of people are saying. They say all of a sudden the tone at Turning Point changed. What Candace Owens is saying is true. Charlie Kirk text message threads are real. He was being blackmailed by his Jewish donors. Not true. Does not suggest that at all. He agreed with Tucker Carlson on issues. Obviously, they're both on the right. We knew that. Jewish donors were threatening him with cutting donations. Okay. Charlie Kirk was being defiant and saying he wouldn't be controlled by them. By definition, they're not controlling him if they say, oh, we're just going to... It's just an ending of a business relationship. It's not blackmail. It's not control. It's just them saying, look, we don't like who you're platforming, so we're not going to pay you to platform them. That is business. That is life. There's a huge jump in logic right now to think that this hasn't already happened, by the way, to Charlie Kirk numerous times over the last few years. Very naive. Welcome to business, guys. I mentioned Candace Owens specifically has gone crazy, which is true, even though she got one piece of evidence right. And again, I'm happy to admit that she's gone crazy. I'm not joking, folks. Here is a clip from her show this week where she announces that Charlie Kirk has appeared to her in a dream, told her that he was assassinated not by the guy in custody, but by someone different.
Like I just said, had a vivid dream this weekend, and Charlie came to me and he told me that he was betrayed. And so for me, you don't have to believe that, but I do believe that. And it was the immediate sense I got, actually. And I don't know who exactly it is that betrayed him, but I also felt in the dream that it is soon going to be revealed, that it's actually inevitable that it is going to be revealed, that there is nothing and no one that is going to stop the truth from coming out, and it is going to have international consequences.
Okay, that's very convenient that that happened in a dream, because that means it requires no evidence then. We cannot get evidence from a dream. It's impossible. We are just supposed to believe Candace, apparently, because she had a dream about it. And again, I'm not saying people can't have dreams. That's biblical. But what are we supposed to do on a political level? I don't know what to do with that. Like, she can say it. I don't believe her. I don't believe her at all, because when you're a conspiracy theorist, you find anything you can do to try to confirm what you already believe. She's got no, I don't believe Candace Owens has any allegiance to the truth. She has an allegiance to an audience that pays her that demands conspiracy theories. That's what she does. All the evidence right now, if you've actually looked into this case, points toward Tyler Robinson, the guy who was in custody. We have videos. We have forensics of the weapons. We have text messages. And no, I'm not talking about the weird ones. We've got corroborating stories. But I am supposed to believe that Candace Owens is right, that it's not Tyler Robinson. It's something that Candace Owens has said. And what is the evidence that she's provided? A dream. A dream. I'm supposed to ignore all the other evidence I have and believe a dream. By the way, guys, if you think Charlie was Israel's kind of top choice to get rid of, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. Like, this is what Candace Owens and others and a lot of anti-Semites are going out and saying right now, that Charlie Kirk was the victim of political violence at the hand of Israel because they wanted to silence anti-Israel people. You think that they wanted to assassinate Charlie more than the alt-right idiots who have been platformed for years and years and years at this point? Like, there's 100 people I can think of that Israel would have a higher cause and would get more out of from inflicting political violence on than Charlie Kirk. I'm not saying they should. I'm definitely not saying they should. I don't think they would ever do it. I don't think Israel does that. Withdrawing donations, though, which is the only evidence that we have of, by the way, not from Israel, just from Jewish people, very normal. I cannot express this enough. Very normal. I think it's good that we know now. I think that helps with truth. I think that helps us understand who Charlie and TPUSA are. But that does not mean that it's abnormal in a business setting. This does not mean that they put out a hit on Charlie. And again, there's zero evidence that they did. The ironic thing about all of this is that people are playing the clip of his executive producer admitting the texts are real, but then omitting what he says right after that. Here's a conversation with his executive producer right after saying the texts are real. It's like 2 minutes apart, about how Charlie is very pro-Israel, also loved Tucker Carlson. Take a look.
He did disagree with Candace on the Israel issue. He disagreed with Tucker on the Israel issue. But he also recognized Tucker had positions they agreed on. Tucker was a useful voice in the conservative movement on many things. And so he invited him to events. And, you know, they were popular events. Yeah. And so he would react. Sometimes people would just say, yeah, don't invite him, or we're going to, you know, cut off some large donation. And that would make him angry. He would say this, yeah, as you say, this is moral blackmail. And he's this Scottish guy. He's combative. His reaction to that is, you know, the classic, like, screw me. No, screw you. You know, yeah. that sort of thing.
He had this, and it's one of my favorite parts about Charlie is just how like defiant and independent he was. Yeah, he was never going
to be. He could not be controlled by other people.
You could not buy him. He was not bought and paid for. You could not control him with money. It just wasn't the way he was wired. He didn't actually care about money that much.
And so what's going on here? What is going on here? You guys can look up what the text say. What is going on is Charlie, as I mentioned, he loved Israel. He cared about Israel. He cared about the Holy Land. And he was aware there was a surge of anti-Israel sentiment on the right. Charlie was thought seriously about this issue and was trying to chart a path forward for people who were sympathetic to Israel. He was playing the good cop here. He was saying, you guys don't realize how bad it could potentially get. Mm-hmm. You have to change your PR. That's why he writes a letter to Bibi.
Okay, so after seeing that, you have to ask yourself, what is more likely? On one hand, you've got Charlie Kirk was mad at his Jewish donors for taking money, so they assassinated him. That's one opinion. The other opinion is Charlie Kirk liked building bridges in the conservative movement and happened to be assassinated by a deranged leftist the same week he was doing routine work, like speaking on college campuses and talking to donors. Which one's more likely to you? The right now is going through a civil war between those two ideas. And it's really not actually Israel versus pro-Palestine. That's not the civil war. The civil war is this. It is between people who wait for the evidence, and then it's the other hand is people who believe in conspiracy theories. That's the divide right now. The problem with the conspiracy theories is that you have to back it up to stay right. It's all about being right, and you have to find evidence. You got to look for it in any way that you can, and you are constantly looking for evidence to fit your chosen narrative. It's the same as the mainstream media. There is no difference right now between Candace Owens and CNN. Both have a narrative. Both have an audience that demands a certain thing, and so they piece together whatever they can in order to get that narrative. On the other hand, you have people who just, you just wait for evidence. You have an allegiance to the truth. And if you have an allegiance to the truth and no narrative, that's it. That's it. You don't have to fit things together. You just have to look for the evidence in front of you. And that's why I've got no problem showing you those texts today. It may have, you know, gone different than what I've said in the past about what I think has happened. It may cut against what we thought about Charlie before. I don't care. My allegiance is to the truth. I don't have a set narrative. No one is telling me what I have to say. I'm just saying what I think is real and what I think is true. That's why I've got no problem showing you those texts. I don't have any incentive to lie about a dead man's legacy like Candace Owens. Mark my words, guys, if the right continues down the conspiracy theory route, they will lose. We will lose, guys, because again, they will value being right more than winning, which is what the left does. A conspiracy theorist always has to be right. Always has to be right, but they will never win because they're detached from reality. The progressives are a cult, and I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. I talk about some really crazy stories, some things that the mainstream media won't talk about that I can't talk about because of big tech, but it's all there in the book. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. The New York mayoral election has gotten completely out of hand right now. It's easy to see why when you see this video. Andrew Cuomo went on The View, and usually when people go on The View, by the way, they are easily the smartest person in the room. It doesn't really matter who it is because the people on The View are just that dumb. I'm not so sure with Andrew Cuomo. Take a look.
In this vein, so if current polling were to hold, Mamdani would win, but if it were to hold as it is, he would be the first mayor in recent memory to win without a majority electing him in the electorate. Now, I'm hearing from a lot of people who are worried that a self-described democratic socialist would be running the economic capital of the world, New York City. So I have to ask you, why are you losing to a democratic socialist?
Yeah, because people don't understand. It is a very good question. And look, in the primary, there were 9 candidates. Nobody really understood who he was and what it means. Even today, it's confusing. He's a democratic socialist. I'm a Democrat. Well, what is the difference there? And it is night and day. What's really happening is there's a civil war within the Democratic Party going on. And the Democratic Party is looking for its identity. And there are two factions. You have the Democratic Socialists, and then you have the Democrats, right? I'm a Democrat. My father was a Democrat. I worked for Bill Clinton. He is a Democratic Socialist. He is not a Democrat, right? He called President Obama evil and a liar. He did not support Kamala Harris against Trump because she wasn't progressive enough. They have a very extreme view that they're pursuing, which is different than the Democratic Party.
He had nothing. He had absolutely nothing. He was asked the simplest question that you can be asked in politics, which was this: who are you and how are you different from your opponent? And he had nothing. He just floundered, and frankly, it's very uncomfortable. It's like Joe Biden-level uncomfortability here, except Andrew Cuomo is nowhere near the age of Joe Biden. I cannot believe sometimes, let's just take a breath and just laugh at politicians for a moment. I cannot believe that these are like the top dogs in politics. In America, the most powerful country in the world, these are the top dogs. This man, again, you got to remember this. This man was the governor of New York, one of the most powerful and most influential places in the world, and he was the leader, and he's an idiot. And it's clear from this video that that is true. No wonder he is losing to Zohran Mamdani right now. If you look at the most recent polling, the race is over. I mean, it's totally over. This is the most, like, this is the last month of polls that I'm showing you right now. Andrew Cuomo's not even close. And the polls aren't changing, by the way. You've got Mamdani plus 18, plus 20 on the nearest person, which is Andrew Cuomo. You can see Andrew Cuomo's numbers have gone up maybe 3, 4%. They're really not changing. You can see the Republican candidate is all over the place. Maybe, you know, 15% on average, 18% at best. But Mamdani is polling at 45% steadily, and nothing's going to change that. I really don't believe it will, because again, Cuomo's an idiot. At this point, if Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams drop out, join Cuomo, maybe Cuomo could win. But here's the thing, why would they do that? Because I thought for a second, yeah, like that's worth it, right? Team up together, Republicans, you got to tell Curtis Sliwa to drop out. You got to cobble this together because you can't have a socialist in New York City. But thinking from the point of view of Eric Adams or Curtis Sliwa, why would they do that? Because when you make an endorsement, you put your name behind somebody. How could you ever put your name behind Cuomo after watching that video? I love interacting directly with you guys, and that's why I've created my new Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email, and I'm able to talk about things that I wasn't able to get to in the show because big tech censors me sometimes, or I wasn't able to get to it, but I'm able to put it right there in the Substack, and you guys are able to interact right back with me, so go check it out right now. Again, completely free to you, and the link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.